Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, listeners. This is Pat the Talking Bearskin Rogue from Flame On, right here on the Nerdy Show Network. If you're looking for some sweet, nerdy queer in your ear, then head over to nerdyshow.com/flameon and check us out. We cover everything from TV to movies, comics to drag queens, and so much more. For a gay and geeky slice of pop culture life, get ready to flame on.
The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com. Let's get it. All right, so we are hyped up. It's been too long since we've jammed together or rapped together. You guys, you feel like Fish fans when I say that?
No.
Ooh.
I'm a youth minister. Guys, let's sit down. Let's rap. Huh? Let's
please
talk
stop.
About...
Yeah, no, you're
losing.
That energy is going quickly.
Do devil worshippers have youth ministers?
Yes.
They're called dungeon masters, right?
No.
Let's do it. Where we last left you dudes, you were heading into the earth to begin your very first dungeon.
Yay!
Not yay. Gaylene's scared of things that are, what's the word?
Underground.
She's claustrophobic.
With almost zero prep. So I'm going to throw you guys a bone. Kaidwi had brought some supplies.
Okay.
She has a bunch of potions. We'll say she has five.
All right.
Who is Kaidwi?
Kaidwi is one of the two guff rangers from Clan Bryrick who were looking for the children and brought you information.
Is she still quite injured?
She is injured, but one of the kids, we'll say it is, what was the pigeon's name?
Oh, F something.
Oh, Liam, you're a bad dad.
Stop. Oh, it's been 2 weeks. Give me a break.
You expect me to remember my daughter's name?
No,
after not seeing
you expect
her
me to remember a thing we said 2 weeks ago once.
But then a punk song I've heard twice 25 years ago, the lyrics are still jumping around in my head.
No, forever. Yeah.
Stitto. So she sends Stitto over.
Can I roll to put a pillow over her face to get the potions?
Over the child's face?
No, Kaidwi. She seems injured.
She's in the barracks. She's not near you.
She's sending the kid to bring us the potions.
Oh, even better.
Yeah.
Potions will kill the
it's
child.
It's like, okay, now I mean the child. Yes. Like, can I put a pillow
you pick
over
up the child and smother her with the child.
It would work.
Stitto brings you a little bag, and there are five potions contained within it, created by the alchemist at Asna's Fall. So there are five of them, and we're going to roll. She has a 4 intellect, and her profession is alchemy. So she has a 4 intellect, and her profession is alchemy. She created 5 of them, and that's her talent, so she's going to roll twice and use either result.
For all 5?
For all 5.
Okay.
Potion number 1. Whoa. That's an 18 and a 17, so plus 9. That is 27, so that's a D10 potion.
Yeah.
For the second potion, she got a 17, so that's a D6. For the next potion, natty 17, so that's 26.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Adding.
It's another 10. Right?
No, he's taking the bigger of the two numbers every time.
Yeah, it's her talent.
Rerolling. No, I got it. It's just...
16, so 25, so that's a D8. It's good because I'm out of D10s.
You'll never find another one.
Well, I want them all to be the same blue. 19, so a D6. So the bag contains, after having rolled, 2 D6 potions, 2 D10s, and a D8. That is handed to Uncle Esmond. You may distribute the largesse to the masses. So, you've got your potions, and Stitto goes to Esmond. She says, be careful down there.
I won't, but I'll come back.
Oh, you promised.
Yeah.
Okay.
I definitely didn't lie.
The good thing about promises when you're dead is that, like, you're dead. Right, little bird?
I haven't been dead before.
Kelton just, like,
Wisdom.
This kid is deep. Speaking of things that are deep, let's go into this tunnel.
Yay.
Stop.
You guys descend down into the cave.
Real quick, since we're joining your guys' party, what do you guys have for like normal supplies? Like,
oh, nothing.
Nothing.
Far... Yeah, fuck all.
Okay. Yeah, because we are still figuring out what equipment is.
Okay. So that's still.
I have a disguise kit.
Someone has
a trauma kit. You do have a disguise kit.
I have the trauma kit.
Giant monster comes out of a hole. Savannah puts a mustache on.
Oh, don't worry.
Who am I?
I have a drum.
Oh,
fuck. Yes.
A little drum.
No. If the monster's being really loud, we can be loud back.
Well, with a little drum.
Bonk, bonk, bonk.
What are the odds that there's going to be a monster in this dungeon? Come on.
Stop.
Let's grab some torches.
Sure.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Can we get some snacks?
Yeah, there are rations, right?
Yeah, I want some.
One of those little kids, bring them along to eat them. So you bring one, because then it keeps it fresh.
It's like lobsters.
Yeah.
Or like cows on chips.
Yeah. Or sea turtles, because sea turtles have a gallon of fresh water inside of them.
Yep.
Don't eat sea turtles.
Oh, okay.
People do a lot. People eat them a lot.
It's not nice.
You can stack them, and they can't move, and they're full of fresh water.
And they're really delicious.
You just pop the top.
It's literally what they did. They would grab a bunch of them, throw them in because they couldn't move, and then...
Stop.
Okay.
Is this the same hole that you guys went in at some point?
We came close enough.
Out of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're not falling into this one. We're walking.
Yeah.
How many snacks do I get?
10.
What was it? 2 weeks rations?
Yeah.
For one person, but you can distribute them by day. So you can just take 2 weeks rations, and they're 2 weeks worth of snacks.
That's going to last her like an hour.
I need a number.
I gave you a number of weeks.
I don't want weeks. I want how many snacks?
14.
14. No, you have...
Like, okay.
28 snacks.
Yeah, like say the snacks are Nutri-Grain bars. How many Nutri-Grain bars?
You have three
bars?
Snacks a day.
Okay.
And you have 2 weeks worth of that.
Don't ask her to do math.
Oh, okay. Let's say 63. Guys, what? 7 times 3 is 21.
Times 2.
Times 2.
42.
Yeah. 42.
42 snacks.
Yes.
Thank you, math man.
You're welcome. It's almost like...
He acts like... Okay, the problem is he actually didn't do the math. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
He was like, guys, this thing I know is this, therefore... And then we did it.
That's very teacher of
teaching.
You.
Especially in high school when they're like, oh, this. I'm like, come on, you should know this. Look it up. Yeah. Like, I'm going to punish you by making you look this up because I've never heard of it. There's a lot of that.
All right, so you have 42 snacks.
And a disguise kit.
And a disguise kit.
And a potion.
Would you like a drum?
As you descend down into the earth, it looks much like you remember, except for the clean digging job done by your...
Diggers.
Shovels.
Shovels. Has now given way to the rougher hewn hole formed by some sort of natural actor. You start making your way through the domes that you saw before, skirting around the edge of the giant hole in the floor of the second dome, and you make it to the room with all the dead Savathians.
Guff.
Guys!
They're just sleeping.
Yes, Obed was wrong.
The skeletons.
they're taking the big nap, yeah? The big sleep.
How could you tell if they're sleeping if they don't have eyes?
All right, guys. What are we doing?
There are still all the amulets laying on the ground, all the old machinery, and then there is the staircase leading down.
How many amulets?
I'd say about 20.
I want one.
You get one.
What color?
They are silvery.
They're all the same color?
Yeah.
They're not lit up. They're dull.
I'll still take one. I'll take 4 for good luck.
Okay.
Hey, that's the number that I took. Allegedly. I mean, what are you talking about?
So, staircase?
Staircase.
All right.
What could go wrong in a dark staircase?
In an ancient tunnel. Yeah, nothing.
By torchlight, you descend down the stairs. Who's going first?
I will. Okay. Kelton will be going first.
Who's behind Kelton? Order.
Then that would be Nesbitt and Cecilia behind.
She's like awkwardly pushing me in front of her.
So you all start descending down the staircase into blackness, deep into the earth, beneath the earth already. Then it's metal stairs that are made from the same kind of metals and style that you saw in the room above.
Wow.
They just go down and down. And you descend linearly for about 700 feet. And then it becomes a spiral staircase.
Is there enough oxygen down there for us? Is the air okay?
You feel some movement in the air.
Okay, cool.
Does it hurt our ears?
Yes.
Oh.
Where it ends and turns into a spiral staircase, you see that instead of having supported arches that kept the dirt from closing in, it is now a smooth borehole straight down through solid rock.
Fuck yeah.
Guys, I don't, what makes this?
I mean, you're the one who should know, right? You make holes?
Nothing makes this.
A tremor.
What, you got nothing on this, archaeologist?
I didn't want to offend you guys by pointing out the guff having these capabilities when your people were, like, doing whatever you do in the dirt. But obviously, guff drilling machines bring this, they dig a big hole.
All right, I would be extremely fascinated to see one of these guff drilling machines.
That's what they call me. They call me the guff driller. Because it's like sex.
The air starts to get colder and colder. It seems odd that now you've done this for about an hour.
Been doing a bit of traversing. Haven't seen much of anything of note, other than the fact that all of this is crazy and weird and never seen it before. So, how we feeling? Keep walking?
No.
Yeah, we're gonna keep walking.
In the past 3 days, we, like, killed a tornado, like some crazy duck and goose, a bunch of crazy sorcerers. Is walking really like the thing that you're finally gonna be like, no, I'm done?
Also, what about the octopus people?
Oh, that was fucking crazy.
Or the tremors in the cave.
I was not a fan of those guys.
Yeah, alright, so I guess crazy and weird and unpleasant is basically our modus operandi at this point. So, yeah, let's keep on trucking until we find Forsha or something that's gonna ruin our fucking day, huh?
So it's been like an hour. You can surmise you may have traveled several thousand feet by now underground. There's no end in sight. You descend into a diffuse mist, like it becomes very humid and cold. The further you travel, the thicker the mist gets.
Does it have a smell to it?
It does not have a smell.
Okay.
It's hard to smell anything other than stale earth and the burning wood of your torches.
Can I do a magic check?
To see if the mist is magical?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Six.
You don't know whether or not it is magical.
Okay.
Our torches don't light on, like, light the fog on fire or anything, right? So
nope.
It's not flammable?
Nope. No, it feels like water. It feels like, you know, mist.
Okay.
All right. So I can breathe fine.
You can breathe better, in fact.
Nice.
Eventually, the mist becomes so thick that the remaining descent around the corner, like the steps that you'd normally be able to see around the corner, are obscured to you. So you have to wait till they get closer to be able to see them.
Ugh.
You start to notice a couple drops of blood.
How fresh?
Very fresh.
Like, not sticky yet?
Yeah, it has become tacky. So it's been a couple hours.
So at least. Who touches it to find out that it's tacky?
Kelton.
Okay.
Everyone's feet. And then you come across an area where there's a huge amount of blood, and there's a couple strips of offal laying on the ground. It seems to have dripped down further. So now as you descend, you see areas where it's dripped from the area above. It's not currently dripping because it's been long enough. And then you come across the body or remains of a deer-sized animal, half-eaten.
Galen, snacks.
Do I roll to see how fresh it is, or do I just know?
You can. You can roll if you want, like, a more accurate time.
Well, you're like a...
Yeah, that would probably be forage.
Survivalist.
17.
17. You can tell that for freshness, this was killed and eaten about 4 hours ago.
That's not fresh enough.
Yeah, so it was eaten about 4 hours ago, which would have been 2 hours before you descended into the hole.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, so we've been traveling for 2 hours.
Does anyone want any snacks?
No, I'm good.
Okay, I got it.
Don't throw that away. You put that in a pot. Baby, you got a stew going.
Let's keep going.
I mean, down, right? Not up.
Yeah, yeah. Right into this whole situation.
A subtle light is coming up through this spiral staircase. It's very blue, and it's very subtle at first. But the further you go down, the more intense it becomes. Until finally, everything's pretty well lit, but just with this light coming from below.
Guys, I see a light.
Yeah.
Keep going.
It's blue. It's subtle at first, but it's kind of bright.
That's a really good way to describe that light.
All of a sudden, the smooth borehole gives completely away to a massive, underground expanse where this mist and the light pervades everything. Now it feels like you're suspended above an empty pit of light.
There's no walls anymore?
Nope, no walls.
No walls or ground?
Right.
Is there like a center pillar that we're coming around?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Right. Okay.
Okay.
After just a few more turns through this very thick light, the staircase ends abruptly, and it's twisted and torn off.
All right.
With like a hole?
Yeah, just a gap.
Oh.
And this blue mist, and you don't know.
Stop.
Looks like that's the end of the line. Turn around and go back?
Yep.
No.
There is further stairs past the gap, though?
No.
All right.
Now, keep in mind, you can't see more than like 15 feet in front of you.
Oh, that's a big jump if it's there, though.
What are you rolling?
Acrobatics check.
When you don't know where the floor is?
Yeah. I think we should go back up.
Do I want to do
that's
it?
A lot of up.
That's a lot of up, too.
Y'all should have listened to Gaylene when she said no, when y'all were like, let's keep going down. And she was like, mm-mm.
That deer-like creature, there was half of it left?
Yes.
Was it the front half or the back half?
It was more like torn out at the middle.
Oh, shit.
So it had no motherfuckers front taking their half or back?
The middle. Well, I was going to say the intestines, we could make a rope.
But how strong is that rope?
We'd have to let it dry for a little bit, but we could make a rope out of deer sinew. So that would take a little while.
That's dry true. In a misty environment.
We have a fire mage.
That might just make it crunchy.
You said 15 feet, so it's not even like a realistic, like I couldn't take my bardiche and like wave it into the mist to see if I hit stairs.
You can.
I mean, you could.
Okay. I guess I'm going to do that.
Okay. You do that. You're waving it in the air.
All right.
Does anyone have something they can throw?
We have torches.
We have 42 snacks.
I think we should throw a torch.
So of the things that are valuable in a dungeon.
Well, that way we can see where it goes.
I agree. That's a great idea. Or if we had a really good jumper.
Not it.
If we had a Krex that could like jump better than the rest of us.
No.
Kelton throws his torch.
The torch descends and descends and descends and stops. You can't make the torch out, but you do see the faint orange glow. If you have to guess, it's about 50 feet.
That's bad.
Let's throw the weasel down first.
No.
Opposed?
How long is your bardiche?
5 feet.
A bardiche that's 5 feet long?
It's probably like 8 feet.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Because you have a reach of... So each space is 5 feet.
Oh, wow. This thing sticks up above me a lot.
Yeah. So that's a 42-foot drop? That's better than 50.
Yes. Is he going to pogo on
if
it?
We...
Who's
going to
hold the end of it?
Shit. So, looks like there actually is ground. Just a little bit of a ways away. Kelton, if you want to drop down and start catching us.
Okay.
I'm fucking kidding.
He's already... It'd be great if he didn't even respond. He'd jump.
He's already tying the rope.
We're going to lower ourselves down. Got some of the rope from the site. Should be sufficient.
You brought 50 feet of rope?
Almost.
All right.
How do we get the rope back down?
You just cut it from the top?
Yes. So this is a one-time use rope and a one-time use.
As opposed to what other kind of rope?
Well, if we tie it and it's not 50 feet, how much less than 50 feet is it?
So it's probably 100 feet. It's okay. 100 feet of rope.
I didn't know if it was 30 feet of rope and we're just taking a 20-foot drop.
By the way, I've got like 400 feet of paracord that I can fit into my pocket, and that'll hold 700 pounds. I mean, you guys haven't invented nylon, but silk is pretty strong.
Ooh, especially if
I guess tie off the top, get to the bottom, cut what's there so we have whatever rope is left.
What are you tying it on?
Yeah, it sounds like
I was about to ask, though, what we're going to tie
I was actually also going to...
Maybe the pillar?
The deer.
This is a metal spiral staircase around a central pillar with rails... And
fucking rails and shit.
Yeah, dog.
Oh man,
it's a spiral staircase,
dude. When it opened up, I was like creeped out by that's the fact what that I we're thought. Just like man,
we were stuck against the wall. We're going to fall into the hole.
Oh, well, actually, it not having rails is way creepier.
Yeah, so. I pictured like looking at a drill.
Yeah, and
us walking
exactly.
Along.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
That's cool. Just let's go with that shit. Yeah, that sounds great. Okay.
No. Give me back the fucking rail.
You don't need it. I mean, you can tie it around the central pillar.
It's like Casa Doom.
All right. Yeah.
Wait, how big is the pillar for you to tie it around?
We'll say it's about 5 foot diameter.
That's a small
So
pillar.
You would just have to go up a little bit and dangle it down to...
I wouldn't.
You won't walk up five steps?
No. I'm mad I had to walk this far.
I'm going to go ahead and tie us off here and...
Dibs.
Yes, by all means.
Are we lowering each other down, or are we just sort of...
Tom Pittying it?
I don't know what that means.
Free falling?
Oh, my God. No. I meant, you know, like...
And the heartbreakers.
We're going to climb down the rope.
Yeah, climb down the rope.
Do I have to roll for climbing down this rope?
No, because it's a it's not like a complicated climb. I would say you know how to climb down a rope.
Yeah. He went to gym
Much
class.
Easier than climbing up one.
Yeah. Climbing down a rope is easier than climbing up. Yeah, you climb down one by one. And do you all want to wait until each person gets to the bottom?
Yeah. Actually, I kind of wanted to wait till the first person got to the bottom. Okay. And then, you know, get some type of bearing on whether it's worth... I mean, if he's on a ledge that we can't do anything, then, like, it'd be silly for the rest of us to follow.
Yeah, and if it's too scary, we can just leave them and take the rope and go home.
World
Can
question.
We just do that in any way, no matter what?
Good plan.
Kelton hits the bottom and the rope just starts going up.
Guys, it's really cool down here.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Have fun.
Throw the torch down at him.
The torch is down there. He threw his.
Throwing torches at me.
You know, strangely enough, not the first time this has happened.
I'll leave my sack of money down here so you guys know where I am.
World question. Are there badass giant tectonic silkworms?
Sure.
Like Tremors?
Yeah. Yes. That sounds great.
Does that mean there's Kevin Bacon?
Yes.
In this world?
He's a guff.
Except he's a guff. Yes, exactly.
Son of a bitch. Yes. I wanted that so bad.
Yes.
Kelton hits the ground.
Yeah, so let's get some...
He's posting up with his axe.
What's the status down there, buddy?
All right, like, so as Kelton... You going to make it up?
Yeah. I mean, doesn't matter what reality.
Flowers and the GM now. Ah.
So what Kelton sees when he gets down there
I love
is,
everyone's Kelton's impressions.
There are pieces of the staircase when you get to the bottom. You kind of have to kick yourself out of the way to land down on something. And the floor is made of this, looks like Dairon, but has like a ceramic quality. If you had to guess, and you do, it is similar to how the Batarost described the surface they came up against underground. Also, the floor, when you stand on it, you realize slopes towards the south, and...
We got a real mad about you situation going on.
And you're waiting for the explanation.
What?
Yeah.
No Paul Reiser heads in here?
I'm familiar with Mad About You.
The whole
just...
point of the show was that the floor was slanted. That's caused most of their problems in the show.
Jesus Christ.
Can I look at the staircase to see if it was, if I can tell if there's any sort of violence that was done to it, or if it was just like a geological thing?
It looks like violence.
Ooh, shit.
It looks like extreme heavy rending by something way stronger than you.
Really?
You don't
something
admit
that you don't admit
broke
that
this
it's stronger
metal
than you.
Staircase is stronger than me? I don't know, man.
So you see that the floor slants upward. You feel like the ground is curved on either side, almost like a tube, but very large in diameter. So the source of the blue light seems to be coming from the north, from where you're standing on the floor.
But the floor is tilting south, and the source is coming from the north.
Yes, and it's hard to see distance at all from beyond where you're standing.
But I can definitely tell that the staircase was rended, ripped apart. All right.
By the way, go us being able to still identify north, even though we've been literally going in circles for like 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think her compass is a thing.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they?
What magnets and shit, right? Yeah. How do they work?
I was half joking. I just thought that, well, not only that you're giving Galen, that indication just to differentiate
Galen
one way or the other.
I am, but
I didn't think we actually knew.
If you have to navigate, and you guys do...
Yeah,
you probably all have compasses. All
right. But don't birds have like a natural...
Yeah, a little piece of metal in your
sense.
Head.
Yeah, the ones who fly.
Was that a jab?
Can birds fly?
It was more of a peck.
Stop.
So like, good news or like bad news?
Let's do the bad news first, yeah?
Bad news?
I have never had good news.
Something tore the staircase apart.
Good news?
Good news?
Snaps.
I made it down fine, so... Hey, we're all good. I'm okay.
Well, one at a time. Let's so get like, down here and join our archaeologist friend.
Also, I think the floor is made of money.
All right.
How is that not the good news?
Wait, wait, wait.
All
right. Wait. My leg.
He's going to leave it here anyway.
Come again?
I think the floor is made of money. Also, there's a light coming from the north, and the floor slants slightly to the south.
What, you mean like it mad about you?
Yeah.
Plus one momentum.
We all go down the rope.
Yeah.
Okay, so you all sit on the bottom. You see everything that Kelton saw.
How steep is the incline?
Maybe 4 degrees.
Okay.
How much do our ears hurt?
Well, they only hurt mid-descent or mid-ascent.
Do they pop already?
Probably a couple times, yeah.
It's like, man, I wish that didn't happen. I hate that feeling.
I got little bird ears.
Let's go north.
Yeah, we should go towards the light. Up.
Yeah, let's go see what's
Hey, you've gone towards the light a couple times, right? How was that?
Kind of fucking sucks, to be honest with you.
Dope.
Hey, didn't you get, like, cool powers, though?
What?
I think they mean when you kill people, it's cool. Like, remember that guy you stabbed in the head? That was cool.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Hey, remember when you, like, stole the ichor out of a dude? That was messed up.
Nah, I don't remember that one.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. We should go ask the guy who tore the staircase apart, like, why he did it. That was very inconvenient for us.
Oh, yeah.
How can you think about Kevin Bacon without thinking about Graboids?
Yeah, I just forgot the name Graboid.
No.
I always thought Tremor.
No, that's not. They always call it the Graboid.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
There's even a video game in the second one that they made.
That's everybody her porn does. Fetish.
Yeah, that's my amazing. Porn fetish.
I have it on Blu-ray and DVD.
I know. I bought it for you in both formats so you could watch it in whatever room where you were in.
It's better than Ginger Snaps.
Kelton's up front. Who's behind him? Nesbitt?
Yes.
Then Esmond. Then Obed and Galen. You ascend the slope.
Slightly.
Slightly. The light gets brighter. Until you've traveled about 100 feet, you hear a bell ring and then a voice echoes in a language you don't understand. It says a bunch of nonsense syllables. It's very loud.
What? I didn't get that. Could you repeat yourself?
And there's a long pause, and then you hear the ring again, and the same series of sounds.
Okay, good. Thank you. Still didn't understand, though.
It happens again.
Let's just keep
I
going.
Guess, can I just do an intellect check?
Sure.
See if in my scholarly pursuits I recognize anything. That's a 9.
9? You don't recognize this at all.
I think we should use the drum and make a noise, and then Esmond can scream, and it'll be like a response.
Oh, like Close Encounters?
All right, Kelton.
I think this is like being at an airport. I think this is like being at an airport and they're telling us not to block hallways or leave our baggage unattended.
Do we know what an airport is?
No.
Hey, Kelton, is this that same ancient guff that you were reading off of the walls back up there?
I don't know. I'd have to hear it like one more time.
So you can tell that it's happening in intervals that are regular. It's not actually responding to you in time.
Mm.
Okay, it's kind of rough because it's a very old dialect.
Yeah?
Yes, but what it says is, welcome, no danger, come this way. It's all great.
We have seldom had this kind of fortune.
Yeah, it seems great. Let's go.
I don't believe him.
Oh, do you speak ancient guff?
Do you?
Yeah.
I mean are you going to try? Because, like, we have never broken his fucking deceit.
I can't distinguish it, so I mean.
So I want to stress, you probably do believe him. Like, it might actually not be up to you, the player, whether
that's
or not you believe
that's
him.
True. I played that game before.
By all means, lead us into this not danger.
With pleasure.
Now, you see that the mist is starting to kind of fade away around this area. It's less foggy. You can see a little bit further. It's still everywhere, but it's not as thick. And the light starts to become larger, and then it stays about the same size as the mist disperses, and it becomes sharper. You see what looks like a blue dome, roughly 4 feet in diameter, that is emitting this light.
Like a crystal ball?
except a hemisphere.
Half of a crystal ball.
I don't know. The other half could be like underground or something.
Mm-hmm. But you only see the top half. It's kind of off to the side, so it's catty corner in the tube. It's in the ground, but the ground curves up.
Got it. Kelton wants to touch it.
He wants to touch it. Okay.
I'm going
to
advise against that.
But it's shiny.
So you see it up in the distance, and you're actually further away than this. Let's say you're off the map. It's roughly 100 feet in front of you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
All right.
Let's head towards it.
We don't have another goal.
So. Well, I thought he was going to go touch it.
Yeah. Well, it's far.
Can you touch it with your stick first?
I'd have to get
a much bigger
about
stick.
About here.
Yeah, but you can walk. Your legs ain't broke.
Kelton walks towards the orb, the half orb.
Okay. And
the orb.
And now, instead of a ring, you hear something that sounds like a horn blast. The orb's color flashes red.
Like it's angry.
All right. I think that's a good thing.
I think that's because of us, guys.
Oh, but I'm really glad you came with us.
You see arcs of what looks like magic come out of the orb and create overlapping shapes out of light.
Like people shapes?
They are hard to make out because they're not very defined. They all three look different. The one that's closest to you relative to the orb, and you're quite a ways away, its limbs are very long and whippy. Then there's another one, also further from the orb. Its limbs look pointed and sharp. And then there's one that now obscures the orbs entirely that's very large.
What's his limbs look like?
You can tell that he's got four of them, but he's down on all fours.
Like a bear?
Yeah, like a bear or a bull.
So you got an octopus and a bear?
They look very indistinct. They look like the people on a men's room sign, if you can imagine that.
So there's no triangles?
No, I guess not.
No, just absolutely not. Not in the future.
Only spheres.
I mean, a ways into the future, but not this far.
Right.
Hello. It's nice to see you in this lovely hole that you have here in the ground.
The foremost one, the one with long whippy arms, starts to advance slowly.
In a friendly manner?
It's hard to tell.
Probably doesn't speak current common parlance. Maybe try the ancient guff.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to hear it.
That would be great if there was like, if that wasn't like an octopus in like a bush.
Yeah, speaking of which, what is an octopus doing out here in a,
I don't know,
guff?
Obed, you've got a lot of experience with octopus, right?
Is this anything similar to like the guys that I interacted
this
with
before? This is completely outside of your experience.
Well, this is completely outside my experience.
I know you're like three menacing things, but like this is like the first time that you've done this. There's been a lot of people who like tried to kill us. And they're dead, and we ate some of them. Maybe rethink the whole, like, tough guy thing.
The one with the hard and sharp-looking arms starts to advance.
What if they're just hungry? Let's just throw our snacks at them.
I think we need to make a definitive strike.
Let's kill them.
Yeah. Let's leave.
Roll battle order.
Yes.
These almost look like what you would think of as ghosts.
Ah.
They're transparent, but very luminous.
Are they sad?
Like
they don't have faces.
Do they feel like, sad?
Well, you can go feel them.
Are they holographic?
They look... Okay. I don't know how else to put it.
Do they got feet?
Mostly ghostly.
Are they floaty?
Hello, Boston.
They do have feet, but they don't seem to need them.
Do they got mouths?
No. No face.
No eyes?
No eyes.
Then let's just keep listing off face parts.
Well, they can't see
what about
us.
Noses? They got
or
noses.
Eat us.
Dills.
We'll distract them.
Yes!
You guys go first.
Yay!
Yeah, we do.
They rolled a natty one.
Distract them, have someone go around and try to break the projector that may be projecting the ghostly figures. I am going to move towards Mr. Pointy Arms. I will hold my attack action.
The tentacle spirit moves closer to Kelton, and from 15 feet away, his arm stretches and whips at Kelton.
Whoa.
It's a natty 18, whoa. So there's no way that doesn't hit. Deals 9 damage. And you are grabbed. So he's going to roll his grapple. 20.
Whoa.
So you don't have to roll anything until the start of your turn.
Am I grappled with both of his weird tentacle arms?
Just one.
Oh, told y'all we shouldn't be going down those stairs. She's going to stay there for a second.
The one closest to the orb, the large one, the heavy one, the one on 4 legs, moves up closer to you guys a couple of spaces, but doesn't seem to want to leave the proximity of the stone.
I followed behind where Kelton went, got as close to him as I could, casting Shadow of Death over towards sharp-limbed guy and the tentacle-limbed guy.
Okay, so, and you'll get both of them.
Yep.
Now it's the one with the sharp limbs. So he takes 2 damage because he's in Shadow of Death. You feel that it didn't deal any damage. Actually, would it be armor?
I would say it doesn't ignore armor yet. If we decide it needs
armor. I don't think so either.
Because if you had more composure... Yeah. But he's got 2 armor. So if you had more composure, it would deal damage. Okay, so you feel that it has no effect on the one with the javelin. So he points at Kelton, and the front of his arm zips off through the air and hits Kelton with a natty 17. 10 damage.
Oh.
And the whole time, the orb is flashing and making sounds in a language that you don't recognize. Well, I mean, that at least you think Kelton recognizes.
Right.
Esmond. They're talking about your mom.
I am now going to use my withheld attack action to give to Esmond.
All Esmond, right. Take the shot.
All right, and I'm going to use Burning Lance. 15.
Hit.
11 damage.
11.
Ooh.
Hell yeah.
All right, now it's my turn. I'm going to use Burning Lance.
Ooh.
All right, double lance.
Yes. 16 plus 5, 21.
Hit.
Nice.
14 damage.
Holy
no, 12 damage, sorry.
Nice, okay. You see him start to fade, like he's seeing the light himself, like he's starting to become more insubstantial. I say he, but it's a ship.
It, they. Yeah.
This ghost, this spirit.
Women can be ghosts too.
That's not true.
Yeah, we all know that's not true. There is no such thing as ghosts.
The stone does nothing.
Good. I say, you fucker, it spits out 20 more.
We're out of here. We're gone. Yeah. Bye, guys.
Obed.
So I, at the beginning of combat, did not pick my aspect. It says, when combat begins, you may choose an aspect.
Okay.
Because otherwise I'm spending my action turn setting my aspect.
This is your first round. You could just tell me what your aspect
okay,
is.
Okay, so I can pick my aspect and then still move and still make an action.
Yes.
Okay, cool. My aspect is speed. My scales turn silvery, and I get very lean and kind of aerodynamic. Look, not aerodynamic. Whoa.
That works.
Hydrodynamic.
There we go.
Michael Phelpsian.
Yeah.
Like a swordfish or a tuna.
Yeah, exactly. So now that I've moved within range, I'm going to cast Burning Ray. Now that the tentacle monster is reaching further towards Kelton, it puts part of him within range. That's 18.
Hit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright, you heal for 2, and it takes 2 damage.
Alright, you feel like it had no effect on the creature.
I am grappled. It'll take my movement action to try to break the grapple, right?
Yes.
If I fail, do I still get an attack?
Yes.
Okay. In that case, I will try to break the grapple. In fact, let's spend 1 momentum.
Okay.
Ooh.
Because it can make it better, or it can make it worse.
His that grapple was pretty tough. You were grappled to 20.
And actually spend 2 momentum?
Either 2 or 0.
2 or 0 is, yeah.
Let's make it 2. That'll be a 13.
13 it yanks you towards it.
Cool.
You failed the grapple check.
Okay. And now with my attack action. Esmond, take that shot.
That ain't gonna do it. 13.
Plus miss. 1.
14.
Hit.
All right.
Whoa.
7.
7 damage. It looks like it's made of lightning now. Like its physical form is deteriorating and fading out, and the last thing that's holding it together is like flashes of energy and lightning.
Whoa. How does that feel with its claw and grappled?
It feels no different to you.
What does it feel like?
Does it feel like when you sit on your hand and it's kind of tingling?
It literally feels like a physical force.
Okay.
It feels like, it doesn't feel warm. It feels like if something made of wood,
okay,
could change shape and move you around.
Get that.
All right, now it is its turn.
Also, Galen, at any time. Literally at any time you have it saved.
You could take it.
Yeah, you could do something now.
Do it now.
Even if it's just moved.
Just so anything.
The next time you're available.
You just you play this game with us.
The rest of our characters don't die.
Galen's okay right now.
All
right.
So
I get the impression that somebody is not interested in a performance bonus.
Or any money at all.
Or living.
Like if you showed up to your job and then you didn't do your job, they would just fire you.
I'm watching. I'm observing.
And supervising. Like a manager.
Mm-hmm.
Galen, you're fired.
you're fired.
So the tentacle spirit moves with Kelton in tow.
What is his speed?
His speed, well, you don't know, but he moves 4.
I almost got you to tell me. It should be half because I'm a big ass pig monster.
The other arm comes out and tries to hit Nesbit.
Whoa.
Hits,
yep.
Nesbit, 4.
Rolling big today, Josh.
6 damage. And Nesbit is grappled in place.
Oh, he's grappled both.
He's got 2 arms. Mm. Galen.
Okay.
Like, if you can avoid using the scene ability and just get in range with just your speed,
you can.
That would be preferable.
You're not the boss of me.
And you could have done it by using the move on your last turn and your move on this turn.
He literally hired you.
Do you want to play as Galen?
No.
Is that what
you're telling
me?
Do you want to play as Galen?
Is that what you're telling me right now? Are you going to let me go?
Yep.
Can I play as Galen?
Do you want to play as Galen?
Yeah, it's a great character.
Fine, go.
Okay. Am I doing a good job?
As good.
Galen is going to move towards the tentacle monster so I can get in reach with my pike. And after Galen gets close, she uses Venom Strike. 16. So,
yeah. 16 hits.
So that times 2 plus those.
19.
19 damage. It fucking dies.
Yeah.
Yay!
It's done.
Yay.
Your weapon
Y'all
is now envenomed.
Welcome.
Oh, thank you.
I had to observe.
It is dead, which means that when you strike it with your spear and you drive the venom into it, you see that the spiritual energies holding it together just dissipate now and flow away.
There's no slime.
Nope. It just.
No ectoplasm.
No, but you do feel your feathers start to stand on end a little bit. Just a little bit.
Spooky. Okay. Galen moves 4 spaces, so she's hanging out with Obi and Nesbit. That's the end of my turn.
All right. It is now the turn of the large, bull-like spirit, but it doesn't move. It just stays where it is.
Mm. I am now adjacent to Kelton. Get that phalanx. That makes me feel so good.
Yeah.
And I will withhold my attack action.
Okay. The one that begins its turn within the Shadow of Death takes no damage from it and has 3 targets directly facing it that it can pick from. So it chooses Nesbit. Rolls a 6.
Yeah.
Misses.
Whoa, what the fuck is that? Watch this thing you're throwing.
You see this spear of force basically leave its body and travel over your shoulder as you kind of duck your head out of the way.
Whoa, hey, keep that to yourself, will ya?
So Esmond moves up directly next to Kelton, the one that's launching projectiles as the knife hands.
Yes, they're very sharp. They're not like knives, they're more like, you'd imagine like an overly sharpened pen.
I'm going to cast Flame and Pillar at him. And I miss with a natural 2.
Yeah, that misses. Now it's the stone, and you see a light emit from it. As its turn, another arc comes out and starts forming something. And that's it for its turn. It starts.
So now that there is not an immediate threat to, at least within melee range of our party, I turn and cast Burning Ray down the row of them. So that's 6 HP for both of you.
Guys, we're an adventuring party. We have history together. It's great.
I feel like we should stab that orb.
Yeah. I was going to...
There's a thing in the way that's going to damage me, though.
Kelton is going to boldly stride 5 paces towards the flinger.
Okay.
Into the Valley of the Shadow of Death.
All right.
Do you think we should go for the bruiser or the flinger?
I don't think I can hit the bruiser.
I think you can.
Canada, yeah.
Oh, I can?
Yeah.
Might as well.
All right. Esmond, I'm going to have you take the shot at the bruiser with the +1 that I am granting.
All right. 2 again.
Okay. Nice.
Let's not do that.
No, I was really purposely rolling for 2.
What is the total?
6 total.
That's a miss.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now it is Gaylene's turn.
If she so chooses.
Doth she descend from her tower to assist these lowly peasants?
She didn't. She KO'd Tentacle Monster. Yes, so she will use Leap to go 1 space away from the monster. Then she is going to do Overwhelming Strike. So nice. She is going to surprise the enemy with the sheer power of her strike. 16.
16 hits. So he's envenomed now.
Okay. 10 and 2 plus 2 is 14.
It's beefy.
Good job.
So if the D4, let's say she rolls a 2, and that wouldn't be enough to get through the armor.
I think if you're poisoned, it has no effect on armor.
Okay.
If the hit doesn't actually do damage is the question.
No, my question was how the...
Does she have to roll 3
does
or higher?
Poison, to is do, poison to damage poison. Mitigated by armor? Correct. Which I would say no.
I would say absolutely not.
Well, what I was going to say is...
Right. Shadow of Death, I could see like it's a zone and your armor can protect you. Like, but this...
Okay, so let's say hypothetically... All right, so yes, I agree that poison isn't mitigated by armor. What if there are multiple effects that would be affected by armor, which individually... don't go through the armor, but they are, starting their turn.
They're all treated individually.
Okay. So even if he's standing in a fire, which is under Shadow of Death, his armor still blocks everything separately.
Yes.
Okay.
He is now envenomed, and he will take 1d4 poison damage at the start of his turn. Now the large one, the bruiser, moves into the Shadow of Death.
Weird flex, but okay.
Tries to ram Gaylene. Natty 1.
Yeah.
Miss. And it is not a piercing attack.
Thank goodness. The sweater is strong.
Yeah. It doesn't actually have horns. Or else gore would be fucking gross.
I'm going to need you guys to keep those fuckers away from me. I'm going to advance forward a little bit. And I recast my Shadow of Death way far forward so that it encompasses the orb.
Yeah.
I bet you this motherfucker has armor.
It's...
But we'll learn.
Usually objects are
would
considered
have armored, yeah.
But it's, I mean, worth a shot, right? Yeah. Now it is the ranged one that's been shooting its arms. It is envenomed.
2.
It takes 2 damage. It disengages to move in on Gaylene and Kelton. It, having been struck by Gaylene, is redirecting its attention, and it does a slam attack. It raises both of its arms overhead and just brings them down on Gaylene. 12.
You miss.
And when you're standing next to Kelton, you get +1 to your dodge.
Esmond is going to move forward, and then I'm going to use Burning Ray again.
Burning Lance.
Burning Lance against the bruiser.
All right.
Natty 16, 19.
Hit.
10 damage.
I like when Liam hits.
Well, if I can keep doing it, it's great. And the ranged attacker takes 2 fire damage.
Now it's the stone's turn.
Stone takes 2 damage.
Yes, and takes no damage.
Damn it.
And coalesces the tentacle shape with the whippy arms. But it's still unformed, but you see that that's what it's making.
Obi, I don't know what you got planned, but I'm making a move to the stone. You want to follow and let my buddy Kelton and your bird friend take care of this shit happening over there?
Yeah, I like that plan. Okay.
Wait, why are you attacking the stone when there's like guys that are...
Because it makes me mad, Kelton.
Why? It's just a stone.
I don't like rocks.
Okay,
But, like, we're in a cave. I wouldn't have come in the cave. You could have said something at the top of the cave.
All right, then. I'm going to go ahead and double move. In my aspect of speed, a double move gives me 14.
Yeah. Whoa.
So I can move.
Holy shit. You can actually get to a spot that...
I'm going
to
go ahead and
put
do
you
that.
Threatening and outside of the... Yeah. Hell yeah.
Perfect. Cool. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yay, aspect of speed.
I meant for you to... I forgot you had your aspect of speed. I was like, follow me. And then you're just like, whoa.
Where are you?
I'll catch up. You're doing a great job.
Nesbitt just head faked you.
Uli ran away. Galen, like, you're kind of supposed to be in charge of him.
Yeah, you can only really see him by the light given off by the stone because of the mist.
Is
he's pretty far from
stone
you.
Changing colors or doing anything differently?
It's flashing, and you hear the emergency noise that it was making, the sounds, the speech. But it hasn't changed its tone or done anything since
then. It's saying, welcome, safety... Here, please.
Yeah, it's a liar, basically.
You're going to do great.
Are you screaming that across the cave to where I am suddenly?
Yeah.
I am going to do follow my lead, which would allow Galen to disengage two spaces, because I don't want you to get hit by the bull-like creature again.
That's a really good...
Warm
my fire.
Okay, so Galen will back up one space, and she'll disengage, but she'll still hang out with Kelton.
All right.
So I am now going to take that attack on the ranged fellow. 7.
Miss.
Galen will try Helmet Splitter, her scene move.
Do it. Fucking Helmet Splitter.
On the bruiser.
All right.
Galen's going to use 2 momentum.
Okay. Describe this to me. This is a moment for her. What does she do?
She bends her bird knees, and she's going to jump forward and has her spear over her head, and she's going to karate chop him in the head.
All right.
How does her sweater look during this?
Beautiful and flowy. The detail is still immaculate. The stitches allow stretch while still maintaining shape.
That's a high quality sweater.
Right. This is a good sweater. So spend 2 momentum. Let's see it.
14 plus 3 is 17.
That is a hit.
Yes.
Huzzah. All
right. It's 2d12s.
Helmet Splitter is 3.
Here, take one of mine.
Jesus Christ.
Take one of Keith's.
Yeah, that's an 8.
Oh.
That's not mine. I hit her d12 with it.
Okay.
Here, okay.
No. Every fucking 12. Right, yeah. Yeah.
12 plus 3 plus 7.
Man, you're rolling bones with those d12s. You're hitting 12s.
Plus 2. Mm-hmm.
24. Yeah!
Yeah.
He is now envenomed.
So he gets a little ring?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, a little green ring. Put it on him.
Cute.
All right. It is now his turn, so he takes a die 4 of damage.
1.
1 damage. That hurt him. He's starting to become translucent and difficult to see. And it looks about the same as the ranged character. So these two spirits are becoming more ephemeral. He doesn't understand attacks of opportunity, so he moves closer to Kelton and Galen, focused on Galen, takes an attack of opportunity from Galen.
12.
Hits.
Hits me?
No.
No, you hit.
I mean, he may hit you, but but you got to roll this die.
12. Plus 2, so 14.
14. Before he gets the chance to act, he dies.
Yeah.
Boom, boom.
Galen gets 1 momentum.
Yeah.
Because he was going to fuck you up.
I'm glad I had her disengage.
Yeah, no, that was good, too. Yeah. Everything worked out because off of that.
The javelin spirit makes a slam attack against Kelton. Natty 18 hits.
Boom, man.
All right, and this is...
Oh, wait, that was an 18?
That was just what I rolled on the die, unadjusted. 7 damage.
Esmond, cover me. Set that guy on fire, but watch out for me. I'm probably going to be close by.
Got it, boss.
Boss, what are we doing?
I hate safe touch.
Shit.
Plus the momentum.
Nesbitt double moves through the whole melee here, adjacent to the stone. Obi is on the other side of the stone. We are flanking.
The javelin spirit didn't take his d4.
Okay, let's see it.
3.
All right.
All right, it's Esmond's turn. He's going to cast Burning Lance on the stone. Son of a bitch.
That's
Natty
a lot
two.
Of fucking two, man.
Natty two again for the
just
third time
rolling
today.
Rolling twos, man.
Ah, just rolling twos.
All right, that's a mint. Wait.
Use that opaque one from now on.
What is the what is the total?
Okay. 9.
That hits.
Oh, okay.
It's not very spry.
I guess not.
Fixed the 5-foot orb embedded in the earth is not very good at dodging.
12.
12 damage?
Has anyone expected it for a power source or a switch?
You don't even know electricity exists. You've kind of rocked it a little bit.
Oh, I'll rock
it
all night. Did
it flash red?
No, it did not flash after being struck. The ray coming out of it ends, and the tentacle spirit is fully coalesced. A beam of light comes out, and there are 4 people within range. Let's go clockwise from its.
Oh, shit.
Does this
so is it like
casting in melee range?
No, because it doesn't have like a body.
It doesn't move.
Yeah. I don't think it's not like doing a thing that you can like take advantage of. I would say no. However, I think you get an opportunity attack for flanking it because you know it's not attacking you. Does that make sense?
I think that still works.
Okay.
Okay.
For so then having both the of hand. Us would get.
Well, if it doesn't attack one of you.
Okay.
So 1 will be Obed, 2 Esmond, 3 Nesbitt, and I'll reroll something else. Attacks Obed with a beam. Before the beam goes off, Nesbitt, give me a roll.
All right. That is a 19.
That's a hit.
All right. And
can you sneak attack on this?
Yes, he has the upper hand.
So I have the upper hand, and
he's sneaking attacking a stone.
I think it's just a basic attack.
Yeah,
so instead he knows it's not attacking him, so he can.
Woo! 16.
God damn, okay.
That was a really good roll.
That was a really good hit. Actually.
That was nearly max basic damage you could do.
It was minus 2 from my max damage.
Okay. It rolls to hit Obed. 20.
Jeez.
That's a hit.
You take 8 damage, and you are slowed and weakened until the end of its next turn.
Ooh.
Weakened is?
Half damage.
Ooh.
Well, shoot. All right, I'm going to hang
Does that affect
my...
healing?
No, just damage.
Okay.
Right.
And I'm assuming slowed is half speed?
Yes. Right. Yeah, half speed, half damage. It is Obed's turn.
I'm going to cast Burning Ray, starting on my square. 13, yeah.
Hits.
2, so 1.
1 damage does nothing. You just glance off the top of the dome.
Kelton is going to point at Esmond.
Yeah.
Esmond, I know, like, things haven't been going great, like, off and on, kind of, but I believe in you. You can do it.
I've been doing some stuff this...
Yeah, but sometimes you're not. Like, you look... like, a couple times you look like you are going to do something, and then just nothing happened. I think you can do it this time. Take the shot on that stone.
All right.
Plus 1 from him.
12.
Hit.
Plus 8 on a roll.
8 damage. Oh, man. With leaping flame and hands.
Now it is the tentacle creature's turn. It... makes a whip attack at Nesbitt.
Yes, of course.
Natty 17.
Cunts.
2 damage to Nesbitt, and you are grappled at a difficulty of, this is plus 1, 10.
Ooh. Galen is going to do overwhelming strike at the poisoned friend.
Enemy, for 1.
just to...
You're not friends. You can't sit with us.
17.
Hit.
1 and 4.
That was a shit roll.
You fucking up, Savannah. So 1 and 4 plus 2.
1 and 4 plus 2 is 6.
That's not what that is, though.
That's 7.
It's 7.
7 damage. I haven't done math in years, okay?
Is it 7?
Mm-hmm.
It dies.
Yay!
Or what?
Shit, roll that.
It vanished. It was literally exactly enough.
Nice.
That's what I was like, is it 6?
Is it 6 or is it 7? This
you
is the difference.
I like to think that Gailene knew that, so she pulled her hit. She's just like...
Just
enough. 7, yeah.
Just thwack. She actually just swung, and the inertia of her beads slapped.
Right
so
in the
he's
eye.
Gone now.
Yes,
right in the what?
It doesn't have eyes, but it was an expression.
All right, I'm grappled by the tentacle guy.
Yes.
And so I cannot attack somebody other than the tentacle guy while I'm grappled.
Yes, but you can spend a move action.
To try to break grapple.
Yes.
All right.
Difficulty of 10. You can use your intelligence or your dexterity.
All right. So I'm going to first, hopefully, break the grapple by throwing a momentum. 15.
You're free.
Yes.
So that's your move action.
Yep. Double strike the orb, spending a momentum on each stab individually.
Let's see it.
I shake wild and then just frantically throw both knives right into the orb. 11 and a 14.
Both hit.
Yes. Sneak attack.
It's a fucking right. Stone.
So? Sneak attack. I am sneaking up on this stationary inanimate object as I'm fucking screaming curses at it.
It's animate. It does stuff.
Yeah, okay, that's yes.
True.
13?
13 damage on the first hit?
Yep.
Okay.
13 and 3.
Okay. The second hit, you feel it glance off, but it made contact. Now it is...
Cast and Burning Lance again.
Do it.
18.
Hit.
6 damage.
The stone pulses again and shoots out another beam at Obed again. And natty 17, so definitely hit.
You're just rolling those 17s.
I know. What is it with me today? It feels so good to kill you guys. 8 damage again. Oof. Same turn. Oh, and you're still slowed and weakened.
Until when?
Until the end of its next turn.
Oh, shit,
yeah. Like, you would have been over it, but now it's happening again.
I'm so ready to finally be cool, man.
Dude, have you seen you? You're never going to be cool.
Don't you listen to him, Obi. Man.
He looks real cool.
Well, I mean, that was the first time we met him. He hasn't looked like that since.
No, now he's the speed one, which probably looks pretty cool.
Yeah, I look like...
Silver Surfer.
Silver Surfer.
Yeah. Yeah, you keep telling yourself that.
And now it's your turn.
Some sort of wet aluminum foil.
Plus one momentum. God damn it, I'm tired of handing these out to Savannah.
And all she does is just act the way she normally does around me. All right, I'm going to Burning Ray, starting at myself.
Why'd you roll?
Natty 2.
That's only for the...
What are you, Liam?
Half of the damage that I wouldn't be doing to the thing. So.
I think this is just laziness. Like, you guys clearly didn't take the time to load your dice.
Yeah, right.
Like, I'm over here rolling rocks, you know? So how much health did you get back?
5.
Okay.
Nice.
Is the stone bigger than me?
Yes.
So I can't Dancing Queen it?
You can't lift it. It's embedded...
I knew that was what you were getting.
Yeah. Get in that tentacle monster's face, my dude.
Yeah, but I'm going to double my speed to get into the tentacle monster's face.
Yeah.
Okay.
We rub mustaches.
That's good. His mustache is glorious.
It feels nice.
It's tentacly
disgusting.
He has
no lips, but he has a mustache.
It feels like...
It's like here.
like Gaylene's would be when she talked about putting one on, so it'd be on top of her beak.
It feels like...
Nightmare.
Feels like wood. You know, it's not flesh, but it's...
It takes a swing. Kelton, crit.
Whoop.
Ooh, nice. Boom.
13 damage.
Okay.
And you're grappled for 12.
All right.
Galena is going to move. Can she hit through someone?
Yes.
Overwhelming strike on the tentacle monster. So 20?
Hit.
Oh, since it hit, that means it gets poisoned?
Mm. Yeah. Yes.
15.
Okay.
New turn. New sneak attack. Helmet splitter.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Do it.
I hit on a 5 last time, right?
Yeah. One.
One.
Oh, shit.
That's a crit, my dudes. All right. So what is max damage on helmet splitter with sneak attack?
On helmet splitter would be
24.
26.
26.
Bypassing armor.
Bypassing it, armor with 26.
That is, if you had not bypassed armor, it would be exactly enough to kill it.
Boosh.
But you bypass armor, it is dead.
Bwom.
It vanishes.
I wanted to hit it so bad.
It vanishes, and so does the tentacle ghost. It's gone as well.
So the orb is gone? There's just a hole?
No, it breaks, and shatters as Nesbitt's dagger digs through its hard candy coating, and something inside flashes bright and goes out.
Tight.
The scene ends. You are left with this broken orb and no evidence other than your own blood on the floor that any struggle ever happened here.
Can I get a piece of the orb?
Yeah, does it look valuable?
I was actually going to say, like, it's let's real go big. Ahead and
yeah, but it broke
keep
into pieces.
At least some of it. Like, it shattered. I know Kelton loves carrying useless bullshit around, so
he can put it in his trunk later.
Yeah.
It's a really nice trunk. He took the Dairon out of the trunk.
Out of the trunk.
And then dragged it in the trunk.
All right. To recap, for the third time, you guys said, I want the disguise kit. I want this. Nobody said anything about Dairon.
That's why we're never electing you treasurer.
You all get 3 momentum.
Yay!
Nesbitt is just going to go ahead and grab a chunk that'll fit in his pocket. He wants to have something of this orb. Like, there's got to be some relevance to this. He wants to have that in his possession. So he's taking the...
You're able to pick off a chunk of the shattered orb. It looks like blue glass, but it feels heavier than that.
Mm.
And that's all you know.
All right.
Now that I'm able to move again. Line up, guys.
Okay. Is there any gooey center to the orb? Anything?
It's like an everlasting gobstopper. It's just different colors.
Yeah, but like whatever inside of it that we killed.
Yeah, can I have a
can
piece?
Can we discern anything?
Can I have nothing a piece that you from can inside see. Of it?
Okay.
And there's no more blue light? That seemed to have been the source of the blue light?
Yep, it flashed and then turned off. And now it is pitch black.
Dark as fuck.
Yeah. Well, where's the torches?
We threw them.
There's the torchlight from behind you,
mm.
which is a couple hundred feet away.
Yeah. Presumably we dropped the other ones once we...
Well, I would imagine they stayed in your pack.
Does anyone have a lighter or any way to make fire real quick?
No, that would be useful.
Yeah.
If only.
Yeah, Gaylene wants the part of inside the orb, but she doesn't want to cut herself, so she needs to see.
But you described the material of the orb as looking like blue glass. How does it compare to the gem that was active in the stone amulet that we brought to Forsha?
Interesting. That's a good question. I would say it looks similar.
Hmm.
But it's not cut in the same way. This is a smooth dome, but it might be the same material. It's hard to tell because it hasn't been rested from the housing.
Okay.
Should we break open an amulet?
No.
Why?
No. What could we possibly learn?
Science.
Made by the same.
Is anyone here good at science? Is anyone here even vaguely capable?
I'm a scholar.
Yeah, be smart.
We got a scholar, you're an archaeologist, and a fucking psychopath.
Did you hear what he called you?
An archaeologist, yeah, it's crazy.
You, the boss.
And then you hear the sound that you heard in the other cave. That...
Oh.
The graboid.
And the torchlight goes out.
No.
To be continued.
Oh.
No! I think that's a good sign.
All right, guys, that's it for us today. Thank you all for listening. As always, you can reach out to us on our Patreon, where you get everything that didn't make it into the episode.
Patreon.com/RPGFS.
You can find us on Facebook at Facebook.com/RPGFS. You can find us on Twitter at Twitter.com/HomebrewHombres.
And you can find us on Instagram at RPGFromScratch, one word.
Thank you guys again, and until next time, stay safe, stand watch, and get a full rest.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.